Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like a zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too graphic? Do you feel at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome to another episode of Cheese, Please. My name is Snarf Dude. And I do have...
Come on, one more, just one more.
I do have a co-host here by the name of Daffodil.
Darn.
What? What's going on? Huh? What?
Well, at the last truck stop,
yeah?
The lady didn't have any money to pay us after we did the dishes, so she gave me a whole great big stack of scratch tickets.
Oh, scratch
tickets. So I'm trying to make us millionaires.
That's lottery, Daffodil, isn't it?
Yes.
I never play the lottery because I always lose.
So I've been scratching, and all I've got is a sore finger.
So you mean to tell me the 4 hours we spent washing dishes, and you traded them for scratch tickets?
Well, she didn't have any cash.
Four hours!
It was either scratch tickets or stale donuts. I figured the scratch tickets might have a better return on the investment.
Oh, I'm not going to talk to you about that. Let's talk about the music on the show this week. It make me feel better.
What are we playing this week?
It gets me all frustrated. We're profiling Stan Freberg this week on the show.
Who's that?
We'll tell you a little later on.
Okay.
A classic chart-topping cheesy. You know this song. I didn't know it was that old.
It's a pretty old tune.
And if I knew we were having a show this week, I would have baked a cake. But, you know, that's...
You know what?
Here nor there.
I'm telling you now, I'm very happy you didn't bake a cake.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What are we starting off with, though?
We're starting off with fire instrumentals, sort of. There may be a little bit of singing in here, okay?
These are those fakey instrumentals that you're always playing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don Drummond coming up with Occupation, also known as Ring of Fire, the old Johnny Cash song. But we're starting off with a Japanese instrumental sort of version of Light My Fire, made famous by The Doors, by Koichi Oi.
Koichi Oki.
Well, whatever. I can't. I'm terrible with that stuff. You know that.
I know.
Right here on
Cheese, Please.
We'll be right back. When is being cheesy not stinky?
Cheese, please.
With Don Drummond there, I wonder how many buzzers he would get on America's Got Talent for that one. I don't know.
Yay!
Yeah. And,
sorry.
That's Occupation, also known as Ring of Fire. Before that, we had Kochioki and the instrumental version of Light My Fire here on the show, starting off the show this week. My name is Snarf Dude. And, you know, Daffodil, I came up with
You can't even talk.
That's that scratch
thing. You know
thing.
What? Won.
What? You won?
I got 4 winners so far.
Okay. And what did you win?
I won $2.
Okay.
And I won $5.
Okay.
And I won $10.
Yes.
And I won $25.
Oh, well, that's good.
That's actually more than we would have got paid for washing dishes. Ha!
Oh.
And I still got 10 more tickets to scratch.
Well, can we, like, cash them in somewhere?
I think we have to go back to the same truck stop, but that's... It has to be in the same state anyway.
Oh, well, okay. Just look into that. I don't want to drive back. Just if I have a choice. Anyway, as I was saying, you know, we usually say the wacky, warped, and weird every week right about here. But
it's your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
Yeah, you said that, but I have a new saying to say.
What's that?
It's your weekly cheesified tornado on the radio. What do you think?
I don't like that.
Yeah, but we move so fast. We're only here for a half an hour.
We could be the tornado on the radio.
Yes.
But I don't know about cheesified tornado.
Okay, well, whatever. I just thought I'd mention it.
How about the tacky tornado on the radio?
Oh, I like that. Tacky tornado on the radio. Hey, okay. Well, whatever. Anyway, moving on to Stan Freberg.
I love Stan Freberg.
Who? Yeah, a couple minutes ago you said, "Who's Stan Freberg?" Now you said, "I love Stan Freberg." That makes no sense, Daffodil.
Sure it does.
Why?
Wikipedia is my friend.
Oh, well, of course. I forgot. What morsels have you learned about Stan Freberg?
I learned that he's voiced some of my favorite cartoon characters.
Hey, George. How you doing, George? Hey, come on, George. Come on, George. Hey, come on, George.
That one?
Actually, no. I was thinking about the Goofy Gophers.
Oh, he voiced
Indubitably.
Indubitably. I didn't know that was him. Aw, cute.
The Goofy Gophers are Hubie,
yes,
and Bertie.
Ah, the Warner...
He was also Chester the Terrier.
Warner Brothers' answer to Chip and Dale from Disney back in the 50s were the Goofy Gophers.
And this whole George thing you're doing is Spike.
Hey.
Spike.
Hey, Spike. Spike. How
Spike's
you doing,
my
Spike?
Hero.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. I just mixing it up with another Warner Brothers character. Whatever.
You are.
He's also a aficionado of various radio commercials and stuff and all that.
He was inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame.
Yes. That's right. We have a couple songs that he did back in the 50s. We have Ball and Chain coming up. But
we're starting off with
television. Because back in the 50s, television was new. And, people were obsessed by it.
They're still obsessed by it. What's new about that?
Well,
so here we go.
Yeah. Right here on
Cheese Please.
Television.
I'm sick of it.
Television.
Hey, Mr. General Public, do you realize that we got a generation here of staring eyes? The women never bother getting housework done. They just sit around gawking at television. The kiddies never run and playing out of door. On top of that, they never reading books no more. You ask them who's the father of our countryman. They say was either Walt Disney or Ed Sullivan.
Oh, television, television. I'm sick from looking on television.
I got the weak in the eyes, weak in the head likewise, from sitting and looking on television. The burglar comes sneaking in and breaks the latch, while Grandma, she is looking on the wrestling match. Throws him on the floor, although she's 90 years old. She says, I got him with a step-over toehold. I turn on Elvis Presley and my daughter scream. I fear she have a nervous breakdown cause of him. I wonder why he wiggle-waggle to the beat. As a boy, he must have had a loose bicycle seat.
Oh, television, television. I'm sick from looking on television.
I got a weak in the eyes, weak in the head likewise, from sitting and looking on television. The children of the country eat their dinner, you bet, but they eat it sitting in front of the TV set. They got pudding in their ears from the north to the south, from eating while watching and missing their mouth. Last night a very unusual thing occurred. The baby, he is saying his very first word. I have him on my shoulder for to make him burp. Instead, he open his mouth and say, Wyatt Earp.
Oh, television, television.
Take it away,
television, television.
I watch the late movie and I climb the stairs. Get into bed and have television nightmares, complete with bad commercials that repeat all night, both incompatible color and black and white. Someday my son grow up and want to go to sea, so he probably go and try to join U.S. Navy. He get an aptitude test, man, now here's the rub. They find him best suited for watching Mickey Mouse Club.
Oh, television, television. I'm sick from looking on television.
I got the weak in the eyes, weak in the head likewise, from sitting and looking on. Sing it again, man.
Television, television. I'm sick from looking on television.
Oh, I got the weak in the eyes, do you know what likewise, from sitting and looking on television. Videotape,
television, television,
may help somewhat.
Television.
But is it art?
Television.
Don't make me laugh.
Okay, let's go. Cheese. And cheese. And still more cheese. Cheese. And cheese. And still more cheese. Begins to sound like Cheesy Monkey.
Cheese, please.
Ball and chain. Ball and chain. Ball and chain. Ball and chain. Every time you get that sudden urge to kiss some sweet Lorraine, control yourself, take hold of yourself, look out for that ball and chain. You better knock it off with that just your little hand and mind refrain. Don't sit down on that sofa, boy, look out for that ball and chain. Turn off that moody music, grab your hat, get out the door. Hock that ring, have it melted down, I've been through it before. Oh, you're gonna be sorry, you part of a big campaign. She got a minister waiting just outside, look out for that ball and chain.
That ball and chain.
Give away that box of bonbons, pour that taboo down the drain. Never mind, I'm long stem roses, or you wear a ball and chain. Try and veer the conversation from that matrimonial vein. Tell her all about the rising price of antimacassars in Maine. And when she gets that look, boy, it's phony, what I mean. That love light in her eyes comes from a bottle called murine. So get your big hands off that light switch, pause a minute, use your brain. Visualize a wife and seven kids, look out for that ball and chain.
That ball and chain.
Take a good look at that gal, boy, then look at her again, cause she's gonna be the warden when you get that ball and chain. Every gal is out for something, and that something, friend, is you. So look her in the eye, tell her bye, then 23 skidoo. She's got her trousseau packed, boy, she's had it packed for years. So get up off that love seat, or at a wedding you'll appear. And as you walk on out, just turn around and to that gal explain that of all the things you don't want, it's a ball and chain.
A ball and chain.
Now look here, when she says, dear, this is June, you know, and that's the month for brides, you tell her step by step the correct way to tan a walrus hide. When she says, I found my one and only lover boy at last, get the wrestling on the TV, play anagrams, think fast. If she comes up with that toucan live as cheap as wine, my sweet, you tell her that fact holds true, providing one of you don't eat. Then tell her, my, you're sorry, but you gotta catch a train. Then get on your way, hear what I say, look out for that ball and chain.
That ball and chain.
Don't be afraid of lightning or a flood when it rains, of an avalanche, a tidal wave, or hurricane. Just look out, brother, for that ball and chain.
Ball and chain.
Ball and chain. Stan Freberg right here on Cheese Please. And did you know Stan Freberg not only sang, he had a lot of radio drama type parody records that he put out in the 50s too.
A lot of commercials.
He did a thing on the whole Dragnet thing, and one of his partners in crime for that was Dawes Butler. Who's Dawes Butler, Daffy?
I have no idea.
I did a lot of cartoons for Hanna-Barbera, including the voice of Yogi Bear.
Yeah,
ah.
I'm smarter than the average bear.
I don't do
bad
Dawes.
Imitation,
well,
but not bad.
Yeah, well, thank you. But Stan Freberg, he's made some great stuff over the years.
Swinging ball.
What can I say? My name is Snarf Dad.
Cherries.
What's my name?
Snarf Dude.
Thank you. I get, you're distracting, Daffy. Come on with this whole scratch thing.
I've only got a couple more to go, and that'd have been another bell instead of cherries. We'd have won $1 million.
Oh, yeah, but it doesn't matter because
we wouldn't have to live in the van. We could live in the Winnebago.
That's fine, but close is no good. I don't care about close. I want to know, yeah, we won. How much are we doing so far?
I think the running total is $57.
$57. Oh, wow. We can buy a lot.
We can buy new shoes.
Oh. Oh.
We can go to Goodwill and it'll be good. Yeah. It really will.
On that note, I'm flabbergasted by...
What are we playing now? Come on.
$57.
Well. Topping the charts at number one is no guarantee that it's good. Sometimes number one means cheesy with a bullet. It's chart-topping cheesies on Cheese Please.
I decided to give up. I didn't know what to say after that. I really didn't.
It'll be good. It will.
On a chart-topping cheesy, number five. For the year of 1950, before rock and roll, we had a lot of cheesified, clean-cut songs that
were just designed for us to play.
Yeah, and not only that, songs that even to this day you remember these things. I didn't know this came out of the 50s. I thought it was older than this, but it was a number five song from 1950, and apparently you have a little bit of information on this.
It made it all the way to number one.
Well, number one, yeah, but number five for the year.
That's right. Now okay. Play the song.
And that's all you're saying?
we're going to run out of time if you don't talk faster.
Okay.
Or talk less.
Okay. If I knew you were coming, I'd baked a cake. Eileen Barton right here on...
Cheese, please.
Come in. Well, 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 look who's here. I haven't seen you in many a year. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. Baked a cake. Baked a cake. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. Hatchy-do, hatchy-do, hatchy-do. Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band. Grandest band in the land. Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band and spread the welcome mat for you. Oh, I don't know where you came from, 'cause I don't know where you've been. But it really doesn't matter. Grab a chair and fill your platter and dig, dig, dig right in. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake, hired a band. Goodness sake, if I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. Hatchy-do, hatchy-do, hatchy-do.
This is not infatuation. Well, it's true love sensation. Not my imagination. I've got a big, big love for you. Tell my love's a-growing. Can't you feel it? Ain't it showing? Oh, you must be knowing. I've got a big, big love. It's not the kind to be concealing, just the kind to be revealing. It's not a little bitty feeling. I've got a big, big love. I think it's time we've done some walking.
I think it's time we've done some talking.
There's a great big moon above. We got a big, big love. This is not infatuation. Well, it's true love sensation. It's not my imagination. I've got a big, big love for you.
Big, Big Love by the Sneer family.
No, the Sneed family.
Oh, I guess.
Sneer family was a Canadian cartoon, the raccoons, Cyril Sneer.
No, I just think
another story.
It's kind of creepy, so maybe they were sneering when they were actually singing. I don't know. And before that, we had Eileen Barton, If I Knew You Were Coming, I'd Have Baked a Cake. And I
that
wouldn't.
Was on Sesame Street, too.
Well, that's fine.
That's Cookie Monster.
That's probably why I remember that. I don't know. But I'll get Daffy to bake the cake. I can't cook with
beans. I am the only cake baker in this family.
Yeah, okay. But we got to end the show off, so here we go. Get the guy! I get the record. There we go.
That's a good thing.
Only on this show, we go from one extreme to the next. We're going way back to the grand old year of 1918.
Oh, my goodness. That's almost 100 years ago.
That was like hip. Here we go. The Whistler and His Dog by the Prince's Band. All the way back from 1918. Here's a chart-topping hit. No. Until next week, folks.
Have fun and stay cheesy.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snailen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.